Chapter 11, How Do I Start? Some of you no doubt are disappointed. Surely the world-class business principle of lean manufacturing taught in MBA courses in premier universities throughout the world can't be reduced to something this simple and fun. I shared with you how lean has rescued companies from the brink of bankruptcy and transformed them into multi-million dollar profit-making engines. I've also told you of companies like mine that were incredibly successful before implementing lean and had all the trappings of greatness, and still lean has had a transforming effect on our performance and people. Now I'm asking you to consider lean thinking not only in your business pursuits, but also in your personal life. My team members tell stories of how they have used lean principles to interact with their children's teachers, real estate brokers, and all types of daily life contacts they encounter. Instead of the traditional shame and blame mentality, our people naturally ask, how can I improve this? How can I do this better? Average people are not used to this level of positivity. And lean thinkers are positive, action-oriented people. Lean thinkers drill down and do not accept the standard answer of, no, I don't think we can do that. Instead, we must improve the process and find a better way. Let me assure you, if implementing lean were a complicated process, then I would not be writing this book. I'm an energetic entrepreneur with very little patience for academic exercises and technical instructions or any kind of plan that requires tedious micromanagement. My goal is to get the word out to as many people as possible and watch the wave of improvement take over our companies, our communities, and our relationships at home. Your business and your personal life can radically improve, becoming better than ever, by putting into action the simple, universal desire for continuous improvement. The secret of world-class corporations like Toyota, New Balance, and FastCap is that they do a few things so well that nobody can catch them. It's like the Irving Berlin famous story about the hedgehog and the fox. The fox is very clever and can do a lot of things effectively. But the hedgehog knows how to just do a few things really well. The consistency of the hedgehog enables him to outfox the fox day after day. That's the beauty of lean. It's simple. How do you get started? First, I'm going to ask you to do a little research and familiarize yourself with what a lean company looks like. We have an incredible website at www.fastcap.com. Click on the videos tab and the home screen, and you'll find videos on everything I've talked about. The history of our company, the morning improvement walk, you name it, it's all there. My favorite, the lean desk, and the tours we give to visiting companies and the public. Start watching the videos. Soak in the energy we enjoy at FastCap. The second thing you need to do is take a tour. We have made every attempt to make the tour as available as possible through our website, thus making it as lean as possible. If it is at all possible, take the time and effort to visit a lean company to get a sense of the authenticity and power of a lean culture. There is just no substitute for a flesh and blood interaction with the people on site. Some of my favorites are Cost Tailored, run by my friend Jeff Cost in Everett, Washington, and Carl Waddenston's company, Vibeco, in Providence, Rhode Island. Remember, they're the guys with the vibrators. If you're in Bellingham, Washington, you're invited to visit us at FastCap. If you can't get to Japan, you might as well visit Toyota here in the U.S. at their plant in Lexington, Kentucky. They have a fabulous tour that is nothing short of breathtaking. There are thousands of companies all over the world that can provide these tours to you because integral to the lean culture is a desire to pay it forward. Once you begin to enjoy the fruits of a lean culture, you just naturally want to promote it to others. That's how good it is, and that's how you can measure if you're getting it. It will always bring a sense of enthusiasm and excitement. People like feeling better about themselves, and they are jazzed when they start getting more accomplished with less effort. The third thing to do is to implement the morning meeting at your workplace. This begins the process of including everyone on the journey. The morning meetings are about setting the expectation of continuous improvement, beginning with simply asking for a 2-second improvement from everyone. The first task of improvement will be the bathroom. Did you think I was kidding? The bathroom is an easy first step that is visual, and everyone has to use it at least 3 or 4 times a day. The very next day after your first morning meeting, start with the morning walk to see how everybody is contributing to the process of improvement. After you have been at this for about a year and you feel comfortable with the morning meeting and the improvement walk, and after you have created a lean bathroom, then the next thing for you to consider is teaching lean. Open up your facility. Find out about other lean thinkers in your community and encourage visiting one another. When you begin to open your business for others to visit, you will begin to learn how to implement lean in a whole new way. Why? Because when your people receive visitors who are interested in what they are doing, they will take a renewed sense of pride in their work. That's the first benefit. When you teach things, you generally have to get a lot better at them. That's the second benefit. And the third benefit is, it's the right thing to do. Helping others and giving back is more important than making money. Being purpose-driven is more powerful than being profit-driven. You will find that the most successful companies in the world have balanced the art of making money with the gift of sharing and helping others. That ethic of paying it forward is fundamental to becoming a lean thinker. So go ahead, take the plunge, and become a lean thinker. The one thing, start small and dream big. The videos I recommend, Lean in a Nutshell PDF. It's actually not a video. It's a PDF that I created, a one-page document that really just summarizes all the major points of Lean. It's a great teaching tool. And the second one, Lean, Use Your Head, Not Your Wallet. That's a video. I think you're going to really like that one.